For over 100 years, America has been in a food fight. The Science History Institute in Philadelphia's Old City has created an exhibition about the history, politics, and science of the school lunch. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports.
At the turn of the last century, individual states were slowly passing laws for compulsory education, and by 1918, every state government made kids go to school. But would they also feed them? And if so, what?
The history of school lunches is a history of conflict. People have always been arguing over school lunches up through the present moment.
That's Jesse Smith. He's the curator of Lunchtime at the Science History Institute. Philadelphia was at the forefront of the movement to provide healthy meals to students. It was among the first of two cities, alongside Boston, to serve meals at school in 1894. In other cities, kids were on their own, making bad dietary choices or none at all and going hungry all day. The next century saw huge global changes in agricultural advancement, food science, a Great Depression, World War II, a civil rights movement, all of which showed up one way or another on the school lunch tray.
In a world where millions are starving, America has become the breadbasket as well as the arsenal of democracy.
Smith included a notorious moment in 1981 during the Reagan administration when the USDA allowed ketchup to be served at schools as a vegetable.
Whenever we tell someone about this exhibit, they mention the ketchup. It seems to be one of the few elements of school lunch histories that people know. So we felt the need to include that, but hopefully visitors are encountering significantly more history behind this, but lots of other debates.
Lunchtime will be on view until 2026. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.